PRI, Public Radio International.
You know, the piece goes on and we're telling all this and that, and it's all very loud and all very something, but then when he just looks at the audience and says, you know, I'm going to tell you something very special. Behold, I tell you a mystery. That's kind of the heart of Handel, and that D major to B minor, it's just the most magical thing.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet.
The trumpet shall sound, and every valley shall be exalted. Hallelujah! It's Handel's most beloved music, Messiah from the Pittsburgh Symphony. Betsy Burleigh conducting, soprano Lisa Safer, mezzo-soprano Margaret Lattimore, tenor Philippe Castagnier, and bass Sanford Sylvan. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Pittsburgh, made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Handel started work on Messiah in 1741 with a libretto from Charles Jennens based on the birth, life, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first performance took place in Dublin's New Music Hall, where Handel had been asked to give a series of charity concerts. When Messiah was heard for the first time in London, King George II was in the audience. He began a long-lasting tradition when the chorus struck up the words, "For the Lord God Omnipotent," in the Hallelujah Chorus. The audience was so transported they stood with the king and remained standing until the chorus ended. The exact reason why King George stood at that point is lost to history. It's been suggested that he arrived late to the performance and the crowd rose when he finally made an appearance, or that the king's gout acted up at that precise moment and he rose to stretch his legs, or just possibly after an hour of musical performance, the king needed to stretch his legs. Whatever the reason, King George II started a tradition which remains 200 years later. George Frederick Handel may have painted his masterpiece with Messiah. There is no doubt he is a master at musical word painting. I spoke with Lisa Safer, baritone Sanford Sylvan, and conductor Betsy Burleigh in the green room during a rehearsal at Heinz Hall. Soprano Lisa Safer.
There's an aria, well, Sandy could speak to this, it's a bass aria called "The People That Walked in Darkness." And it, to evoke darkness, he's got the strings playing in a very low volume and a sort of hushed quality, and they sort of go dee-dum, 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 dee-dum. Very kind of atmospheric, and the text is, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." So all the way through, "The people that walked in darkness," and then after the bass sings, "have seen a great light," all of a sudden the strings arch upward. But, you know, it's just wonderful, and that's word painting. It's gestural, it's theatrical.
Bass baritone Sanford Sylvan.
Rhetoric is the most important thing to handle in the world, and so it's not about kind of verismo acting and singing, but speaking the text. You know, in when we worship, we speak the Bible. We don't enact the Bible up on, you know, wherever we worship. We speak the Bible. And this is a very good example of that, Messiah.
Betsy Burleigh.
You can't have music from that era, even through Mozart and Haydn, if you deal with text, without the text infusing the music, down to the melodic shape, down to the rhythmic gestures. It all comes from the words. You know, I can't imagine confronting music without words, because the decisions would be so many. And the fact is, the words make it very clear. Where's the goal? Where's the accent? What's the shape? What's the shading? What's the emotional content? It's all right there, and it all comes from the text.
Betsy Burleigh. Betsy is also the assistant director of choruses for the Cleveland Orchestra and the coordinator of choral and vocal music at Cleveland State University. Betsy Burley was chorus master for the Cleveland Opera from 2002 through 2006 and director of the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Chorus from 1998 through 2006. Betsy has also served as director of both the Canton Symphony Orchestra Chorus and the Akron Symphony Chorus. You'll hear Lisa Safer, our soprano, sing Rejoice Greatly, and There Were Shepherds Abiding in the Field. You'll hear Margaret Lattimore, the mezzo-soprano, with Oh, Thou Tellest Good Tidings to Zion. Tenor Philippe Castagnier sings Comfort Ye My People, and bass Sanford Sylvan will sing For Behold, Darkness Shall Cover the Earth. Here's Betsy Burley and the Pittsburgh Symphony with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Part 1 of Messiah by George Frideric Handel.
Comfort ye. that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Thank you. twilight, and I will shake, and I will shake. All nations I'll shake, the heavens, the earth, the sea, the twilight, all nations I'll shake. Messenger of the covenant, whom he delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of the hosts.
Oh, tidings to Zion. Get thee up into the high mountain. O thou that turnest good tidings to Zion.
Lord, you are. Thank you.
To you is
shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
Thank you.
Betsy Burleigh conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, singing words from the Book of Matthew, "His yoke is easy, his burden is light," part one of George Frideric Handel's Messiah. You heard soprano Lisa Safer. She's recorded Handel with Nicholas McGeegan for the Harmonia Mundi label. Lisa was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She now lives in Portland, Maine. Mezzo-soprano Margaret Lattimore has sung at the Metropolitan Opera, the New York City Opera, Washington, Dallas, Michigan, and San Diego operas. Canadian-American tenor Philippe Castagnier has appeared with Lauren Mazel and the New York Philharmonic. He sang in L'Enfant et les Sortilèges by Maurice Ravel. Philippe has performed for the New York City Opera, and he sang for Pittsburgh Opera at the Benedum Center and Dallas Opera. Bass Sanford Sylvan has sung Mozart for PBS Great Performances and for many of the world's great operas. He also appeared at the Glyndebourne Festival, not far from London, and for New York City Opera. I'm Jim Cunningham. Take a few minutes to write a note. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's perfect for reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. Get one free from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find the website at psoradio.org. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.